land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, welcome on in to Tuesday, September 3rd, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We're still working on some sound issues on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, the websites, as well as the Simple Radio app. We're still having some issues there, but we're working on those. Greatly appreciate your patience. And we got a great show lined up for you today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you want to make a comment into the show, please be relevant on topic to the conversation. No links or videos during the show. Please send those to me after the show starting at 12 noon. Greatly appreciate that. Of the Patriot Voice Radio Network, the website for this show, yourdefendingfathers.com, has been fully restored. The sound quality should be good there, as well as the TuneIn app, capital T, capital I. Download the free one, then search for WYPV, We're Your Patriot Voice. We'll get to the other ones, the Simple Radio app and the radio station's website, WCHY.us, as soon as we can. And we appreciate your patience once again. Yesterday was Labor Day. It's a national holiday. It marks the end of summer. We are officially full bore, back to school, back to work, back to the grind, heading into a beautiful fall. Election Day on November 5th. Basically, 2 months and 2 days per the calendar, but technically 8 weeks out. That's where we're at in this election cycle. Now, one thing you have to understand, that this is going to get hot and heavy, folks, in a lot of these races. A week from today, I believe next Tuesday, is going to be the first debate between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. At the U.S. Senate level, Slotkin and Rogers, supposedly they're going to debate a couple of times as well. We have a lot of contested races that are going to be, in one way or another, shaping up here over the next month, month and a half, before it gets hot and heavy. Absentee ballots actually are supposed to be available 3 weeks from this Thursday, September 26th. Absentee ballots going in the mail, allowing people to vote. Now, I heard a tactic over the weekend, and I vetted it with a few people. And it comes out to be actually factually true. And this is something you may want to do in order to check the qualified voter files and to check the operations at your local township clerk level, your local city clerk, your local village clerk. Wherever you vote, this is a tactic that I learned over the weekend that I'm going to share with you in the next segment. Very, very, very interesting. Get another cup of coffee. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. Again, we're still working on Simple Radio app and the radio station's website, WCHY.us. We still have to get some things kind of tweaked out there to get the sound quality back. In the meantime, switch over to the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Hit the stream player. You should be good to go there. Also, that's where the podcasts are stored. Every half hour of the show is recorded and listed there right after we get off the air at 12 noon. So, again, check that out. YourDefendingFathers.com. Click on podcast. Listen on demand anytime you want. I watched a video. It was actually a podcast that was going on in a studio. Three people speaking, two men and a woman, having a conversation about how to monitor your qualified voter files at the local level. How to be able to check to see if perhaps your local township, city, or village clerk is being manipulated electronically through the qualified voter files. I found it to be a very interesting tactic, and both Vicki and I are going to do it for this upcoming election. What are we talking about? Step number one, you must contact your local clerk, whether it's a city, township, or village, and request an absentee ballot for November 5th. You don't have to give a reason, but if you want to, you can. It's very, very simple to do. Pick up the phone, contact your clerk. Now, they should ask for you to put it in writing, either send them a letter, an email, or sign a form requesting an absentee ballot. Now, go ahead and have them mail you an absentee ballot to your home where you're registered to vote. That's the first step, to make sure the local clerk has your correct mailing address. That's step number one. Step number two, the clerk mails you your absentee ballot. Do not open it. You have to understand it's going to come in a mailing, outside mailing envelope. If you open it, you've tampered with the ballot, and you don't want to do that. Leave it intact in the mailing envelope. If you do open it, what you're going to find inside is a privacy envelope along with your ballot and perhaps a sheet explaining to you how to fill it out, mark it, fold it, put it back in the privacy envelope, sign the outside of it, and then put that back in the return envelope. That's all enclosed inside the ballot envelope you get mailed to you. But don't do that. Leave it intact. Why? Because it may end up proving to be evidence. Let me explain. Now, you have no intention of voting absentee. You're not even going to open the envelope. The absentee ballot that comes to your home, you're not even going to open it. You have no intention of voting absentee. You're going to vote on Tuesday, November 5th. You end up getting up that morning, go to work, come home, have dinner, go to your polling place, 6, 6:30, 7 o'clock. The polls close at 8. Make sure you're at least in line before 8 o'clock. Take your driver's license, your voter registration card, if you still know where it is, you still have one, and the pristine absentee ballot, unopened, that was mailed to your house. Take that with you to your local polling place. When you walk in the door, what do? You fill out a little piece of paper. It's called an application for a ballot, right? Well, when you do that, you walk up with your driver's license, voter registration card, and your application for a ballot. Now, when you do that in that process, they're going to pull up the poll book. Up here in northern Michigan, most of the poll books are actually books, actual paper. In it, they have a photo or a scan of your signature from when you registered to vote. They should hold your driver's license up to it and compare signatures. Once they see your driver's license matches the information they have in the poll book, they then prepare to hand you a ballot. They keep the application for the ballot that you signed, which again matches your signature on your driver's license and matches the signature in the poll book. That's the way we simply do it up here. The next person hands you a ballot and explains to you how to mark the ballot, how to leave the stub exposed in the privacy folder that they give to you to protect and to cover your ballot. Tells you to go and get in line there in the privacy booth to mark your ballot. When you come out, go over there and turn your ballot in. The person tears off the stub, the number of your ballot, which then at that point in time makes your ballot unassignable to you. Nobody will know that that's your ballot and that you're sticking it in the tabulator machine to be scanned and counted. Now, why apply for an absentee ballot? Why get it at your home, not open it, and take it with you to the polling place? Now, don't show them your absentee ballot envelope when you get there. Show them your driver's license, voter registration card if you have one, and the application for a ballot. Let them look you up in the book and say, wait a minute, you were mailed an absentee ballot. Oh, yeah, then pull it out. Yeah, here it is, unopened. I forgot where I put it or whatever. I didn't use it. I'm here today. I'd like to vote in person. Fine. No problem. We're going to pull out a form. We're going to have you sign this form, nullifying the absentee ballot we previously mailed to you. And we're going to issue you an in-person ballot for voting today. You sign that form, canceling your absentee ballot, and you get a new ballot. Now, why would you do that? Because some people are going to their polling places, their local clerks, and they're being told that when they turn in their application for a ballot with their driver's license, you've already voted. No, I haven't. My absentee ballot that you sent me is right here. It's right here. I didn't use it. It's not even opened. It's still in the original mailing envelope that you mailed it to me in. Well, according to our records, your ballot or perhaps another ballot was already used in your name. You've already voted. Don't say anything to the clerk. Don't say anything to the election inspector. Don't say anything to the poll worker. That's technically their title, election inspector. They've been trained to run the elections, to perform the functions of the elections by the county clerk. They've got a certificate to be an election inspector. They're being paid to be there. Don't say anything to them. Say, hold on, I got to make a phone call. Hold on, I got to make a phone call. So you keep my application for my ballot. I'm taking back my absentee ballot. I had to go outside and make a phone call. Here's the next step. Do not call 911. Find out the actual phone number to your local county sheriff. Your local county sheriff. non-emergency number, just the regular office number to your sheriff. You call the sheriff's number, they answer the phone. Hi, my name is Randy Bishop, and I would like to fill out a police report in person, have an officer, deputy come here and take my complaint for identity fraud. I'm at a retail location. Why do you say that? Do not mention polling place. Do not mention the activity of elections in any way, shape, or form. I want to file a police report with the county sheriff's office for identity theft at a retail location. Fine, where are you at? I'm at the city hall. I'm at the township hall. I'm at the village hall. I'm at the school. I'm at the fire department. Wherever your polling place is, they will send a deputy or somebody there to take your statement. You want to file a identity theft complaint with your sheriff. You explain the situation to him. You explain that you had requested an absentee ballot. It was mailed to you. You never opened it. You came here in person to vote. But because they told you that you've already voted, which you did not, here's my evidence, here's my proof of an unopened absentee ballot. How could that have happened? That question gives your sheriff, his private investigator, his detective, whoever he handles, hands off or has him handle investigations of a criminal complaint, goes into work, goes into process. If they tell you you already voted, you can't vote that day. Somebody voted in your name. Somehow, some way, they voted in your name because perhaps you took most of the voting election day not to vote. You vote every election. You're marked in the poll book, the walking list for Republicans and Democrats. You're marked in the books as being what's called a high propensity voter. You vote every election. You fulfill your civic duty, your obligation to your community, to your county, to your state, to your country. You vote every election. Well, because you maybe waited until after work on election day to go work, from work to vote, somebody saw you weren't going to vote that day. And they chose to vote for you. You're not going to be allowed to vote. But you have an excellent, excellent case for identity theft and something going on with your local clerk's poll book or system of accepting Dropbox ballots. We're going to talk about Dropbox ballots. What possibly could have happened for them to tell you you voted already? And then what you're going to be able to do about it. Family Hour News of Hour Number 1. We'll be right back.